Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Lot's fateful choice. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Genesis 13:10-11. Some otherwise righteous folks are unable to handle wealth. Lot and Abram had become so wealthy that they could not dwell together, and Lot fell into the classic temptation, loving all that is in the world. Beginning by pitching his tent toward Sodom, Lot later dwelt in Sodom and his goods. And even though he was vexed by the filthy behavior of those with whom he was living, Lot finally sat in the gate of Sodom, a Hebrew idiom for holding a political place of power in the city. We are told that Lot was a just and righteous man, but ungodly choices always produce tragic results. When the angels arrived to bring God's judgment, his children had intermarried with Sodomites and had been lost. His wife wouldn't leave, and his wealth was destroyed with the destruction of the cities. Lot's reputation and eternal place in kingdom history are equally tragic. Although rescued by the angels, his legacy is "Remember Lot's wife." Although granted his wish to live in a little city, his daughters corrupted themselves with him, and the pagan nations of Moab and Ammon were the result. Although we will see Lot in heaven, he became the epitome of one whose works are burned, and he is saved, yet so as by fire. Even small, ungodly choices can cause us to lose a full reward.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.